Daf Tazayin Amid Aleph and Makis, we're in the Sugya, Bitlo Velo Bitlo, Kimo Velo Kimo, moving through the Sugya. We started yesterday a few lines of Gemara on Tazayin Amid Aleph, when the lines get wide. The Gemara quoted Mishnah and Chulin, also here in Daf Yitzayin and Makis, regarding Shiluach HaKein, Machokis Tanoim, what the halacha is if someone does violate the Yisr, Losikha Chaim Alabanim. Rav Yehuda says, Loke Ve'ena Mishaleach, the Chachanim say Mishaleach Ve'ena Loke. The Mishnah concludes with the general rule of Lo Sasei Sheish Bukamasei in Chayavin Aleha. We spent yesterday the entire shiur just simply working out exactly what this Mishnah is saying. What is the Shita of Rav Yehuda? What is the Shita of the Chachamim? What exactly is the nature of the Isser of Osikach Eim Alabanim? What is the nature of the Mitzvah of Saleach Tesharach Esaim, according to the various Shitas in the Mishnah? Again, all that is very much, very tied to a very basic mitzvah in the Torah that we don't always think about in its details. Either way, though, we have the shita of the Chachamim that it's considered a lav shenita klasei, and therefore the Chachamim say that in the case of a person who violates the lav l'sikach em alabanin, so the din is, mishaleach ve'en aloka, the opportunity is presented to him to do shiluach, in the kind of asei which exists at this point, and he will not get malchus. That's the statement of the Mishnah. So on this note, the Gemara now continues along with the Sugya Bitlo Vlo Bitlo and tells us the following. Amar Rav Yochanan. Now Rav Yochanan is the one we're familiar with from earlier in the Gemara. He's the one that Rashi's Girsa would tell us is of the opinion Bitlo Vlo Bitlo. And that, of course, is going to work very well into the Gemara that we're about to read. However, keep in mind, everybody, that the Shita of the other is shown in the Girsa Sarach, is that Rav Yochanan is actually the one who holds Kimo Velo Kimo, and that could be very relevant from reading on the Gemara, because what the Gemara is going to more focus on in the Shaka V'Tayr that follows here in Talamud Days is the Shita of Bitlo Velo Bitlo, even though it's being discussed in the context of a statement of Rav Yochanan, who according to the Shonim is actually of the opinion of Kimo Velo Kimo. But either way, be that as it may, the statement of Rav Yochanan is the following. Amar Rav Yochanan. Anu, this is the Girsa Sabach, Anu, Ein Lanu, El Azos Va'Odach Eres. So a very cryptic statement. Rav Yochanan said, as far as we're concerned, we only have this meaning the case of Shiluach HaKein, that the Mishnah just states, that we just quoted, Odach Eres, and there's one other example like it. Exactly what is the point of Rav Yochanan's comment, and what does he mean by alluding to some other case which out without identifying what it is. Anu en lanu elazos odacheres. Explains Rashi, setting the tone for the sugya that follows. Amar Rav Yochanan, anu en lanu kilomar, meaning as follows. Mishaleach ve'en aloke. In other words, the language of the Chachamim, we're focusing on the Shita of the Chachamim that we hold like, that in the case of a person who violates l'sikach chayim alabanim, mishaleach, he has the mitzvahs asay incumbent on him to send away the bird now, the mother bird, ve'en aloke. So what does that seem to suggest? That mishaleach ve'en aloke, the mitzvah of shaleach tishalach, is what would keep him from getting malchus. Having the asay is the cover and the buffer not to get malchus. So what that suggests is halos shalach, if there won't be an asay here, if he's not going to have an asay that's going to be fulfilled, halos shalach loke. Now, remember, Rav Yochanan is of the opinion, Rashi right away tells us what Rav Yochanan holds, again, all through the sugya. Rav Yochanan, bitlo v'lo bitlo isle. Rav Yochanan's shita is bitlo v'lo bitlo, which means, of course, that the fact that the asay can be fulfilled, and you have not done anything to negate that asay from being possible to be fulfilled, that is always a reason not to get malchus. Short of being mevatel v'asei v'yadayim, you won't get malchus. So in that regard, you have the connection between the lav and the asei. Bitlo v'lo bitlo isle, umashma le, and it's mashma, therefore, to Rav Yochanan, that when you read the words of the Chachamim, who say, mishaleach ve'en aloke, so mishaleach dikatani, that mishaleach that the Chachamim are using as their language, mishaleach k'sheyirtze. It's not that mishaleach at a certain point, be it right after the law was violated, be it when you come to Beis Din. No, Mishaleach Kishayirtse, he has a long amount of time. Whenever he'll have the chance to do Shiluach, that will be the time that he'll do it, and all through this time, he won't get Malkus because of the fact that the Mishaleach opportunity is existing for him and he doesn't have any time limit. Mishaleach HaKishiyir Tzeve in Aloke. So if that's true, then what would be the point at which he will get Malkus? Because there would have to be some point. Mishaleach Ve'en Aloke, but apparently there's some scenario that would lead to Malkus. The Emasei Huloke, so when would he get Malkus in the case of he violates Lo Sikachei Malabanim? Kishiyar Gena, when he kills the mother bird, and now he made it impossible to do mitzvah siluach. He does something that makes it impossible. We saw the example also given earlier, if he clips the wings, Rashi gives the example of Yahargena. B'yavata sa'asei b'yadayim, and with that, he's nevata b'yaseh. So that's how Rav Yochanan would come out in reading the Chachamim Shita of Mishaleach ve'en aloke, meaning he could always be Mishaleach k'shiyirtzeh, in a locus, so long as he has not done something to make it impossible from now to do the essay anymore. But Hainu de Ka'amar, now comes Rav Yochanan, he says the following. Anu ein lanu, we have only this and one other example that would be analogous to this. Kilomar, that is as follows. Afagab de Katani Masnisin, the Mishnah has this rule at the end of Zeh Klal, that there's a rule, it sounds like many examples can fit this rule, and the rule talks about the fact that the lo sase shenita lase doesn't get Malkus, but again, the focus for us is not the not getting Malkus. The focus for us is that which you'll get Malkus. So now, even though it makes this rule, zeh klal d'mashma, that kol mitzvos lo sase sheyesh bo kumase shavos lazu, that all the cases of la shenita lase are in the same box as that of Shiluach HaKein, the same box would mean that there's by default no Malkus, but that there is a case that could come to Malkus. The case that Shiluach HaKein would be is when he killed the mother bird, but if you're going to put all these examples in the same box, that would suggest that you could have many, many examples that you could come to Malkus through being Mevato Yaseh. But Rav Yochanan wants you to realize it's not as simple, it's not as clear-cut as that. There really aren't many more examples that would fit exactly comparable to Shiluach HaKein, namely that there would be the case of the Chi of Malkus in the case of Bitul Ha'aseh. So here he says, even though it's mashma that all the mitzvahs lo sase sheish bo kamaseh shabbos lezu, but really anu ein lanu bikulan, we, meaning we, because what do we hold? We hold bitlo v'lo bitlo. Anu ein lanu bikulan, in all of those examples of lach shenita glaseh, we don't have in that major list shavu lezu, meaning shehi p'tura malkus toli b'kiyum ha'aseh. That means that it would be that the p'tura malkus is toli b'kiyum ha'aseh in what sense? Again, in the sense that we just described of bitlo v'lo bitlo. Shehi p'tura malkus toli b'kiyum ha'aseh, meaning in the efsharut, in the possibility of kiyum ha'aseh, but ela ben kiyim ben lo kiyim p'tur. We don't have this idea that the Torah Malkus is totally b'kiyum ha'aseh in the efsharut of the b'kiyum ha'aseh. Ela ben kiyim ben lo kiyim patur. Ela zu ve'od acheres. What does he mean? Ela ben kiyim ben lo kiyim patur. What does Rashi mean? Ben kiyim u'ben lo kiyim patur. What does Rashi mean here in these words? We're going now bitlo v'lo bitlo, right? What does he mean here? We'll have to figure out how to read these particular words in the middle of the Rashi. Anu ein lano b'kulan shavu lezu, sheyehei p'tur ha-malkus. That which you're put from Malkus is a function of the kiyum ha-aseh, that there's a say to be mekayim, right? Lika sheyirtze. Ela ben kiyem, ben lo kiyem patur. What is that? What's that going on?
It means that it's irrelevant, Rabbi, that if you hold a bitlu v'lo bitlu?
It's not going to be a factor anymore. Where is it going to be a factor that could lead to a practical nafka mina, meaning that there'll be a malchus in some case? That's only by zu and odacheres. But when it comes to other situations beyond these two cases, it becomes a moot issue. In other words, because there really is not, to say it's talui in the kiyum ha'aseh, I think you're saying correct, but I think you have to kind of be medayi, you have to say it out in Rashi, because the words can be a little misleading at first. Again, I had a hard time for while reading the words of the Rashi. The pshat is what you're saying. That the point is that to say that it depends on the Kiyum Ma'aseh, that means that there's a case that there won't be Malkus and the case that there will be Malkus. If there's always never going to be Malkus, then it's not really going to be totally in the Kiyum Ma'aseh because it's irrelevant. Because it's never going to be Malkus. Say it's totally Kiyum Ma'aseh means that there's some case that would be now, that would bring out that link. The fact that there could be a case that you'll get Malkus is what allows us to recognize that the Kiyum Ma'aseh is holding back the Malkus. Kiyum Ma'aseh in the manner of bitlo v'lo bitlo, meaning Kiyum Ma'aseh that you have the opportunity to mekayim ma'aseh. Not that you weren't mekayim ma'aseh, you could still do it. But the fact that there is a Kiyum Ma'aseh that's hanging here, that's pending, if you could say it that way. The fact that there's a Kiyum Ma'aseh that's pending is why there's no Malkus. So how does that get illustrated? That gets illustrated by the fact that you can have a case that will be Malkus. What's that case? The case is Bitlo. So for this entire framework that we've described, that the Kiyum Ma'aseh, the Lav and the Malkus is totally the Kiyum Ma'aseh, namely that there's a case that you can now say there's going to be Malkus because now the Kiyum Ma'aseh is no longer here. Why not? Because you made it impossible to be Mekayimit from now on. So that idea, that link, that integral link that the Lav is totally B'Kiyum Ma'aseh, namely that Bitul Ma'aseh will now translate into Chiyuv Malkus B'Poel, that is only true by Kan V'Od Acheres, Zu V'Od Acheres, to Achaken and one other. That's what Rashi is trying to say here. So again, let's just read it again, because Rashi starts emphasizing the fact that you have a possibility of being mevatel da'aseh, and that's true by Shulach HaKein, and then he connects it to Rabbi Yochanan's statement, and he says, again, going back to the earlier words of Rashi, so anu en lanu kolomar afagav diktani b'masnisin kani masnisin zeh klal demashma kol mitzvos lo sa'aseh sheyesh bo kumaseh shavos lezu, even though it sounds like the rule of zeh klal is everything is the same in the same category, but under Eng Lano Vikulan, from all the many examples under the say, we don't really have any Shavu Lazu. In what regard? Shavu Lazu, not just that Lamaisa you won't get Malkus, but more specifically, the way the Mishnah is phrasing it, that Sheyehei Petura Malkus totally Bikiyam Ma'aseh, that the Petura Malkus is directly attributed to the Kiyam Ma'aseh meaning that there is an Aseh to be Mekayem, right? So Ella Ben Kiyem Ben Lo Kiyem Pater by all the other examples is going to be Pater no matter what. So Ella Zuva Oda Cheres. Only here and another one the Mashkachas Behu Delaki Idei Bitul Ase. The Ilu Bikulu by all the other examples that you're going to think of Lo Mashkachas Bitlo El Bahani Treik. Only have Bitlo by these examples Shulach HaKein and one other. So now. The question, the real riddle is, what did Rabbi Yochanan have in mind with the other example of a case, a bitlo, that you can have a Malkus? The Gemara is going to try to figure out what it is, and what the Gemara is going to say now is going to change as the Gemara continues by probing what about more cases, other cases, and other cases, and the Gemara is going to have a simon that's coming up, Gezel, Mashkin, Upeya. At the end of the day, what we're going to first suggest now is going to be reversed, and one of the three in the simon is going to be the second one, and that's going to take us to Amud Bey. But that's basically what's coming now until the end of the sugya, to try to figure out what exactly was the other example. But as we do that, we're going to end up tasting a lot of lumdis that's going to take us to a lot of different places in Shas, get acquainted with interesting in Yanim, and then fundamentally back to the Shaka Vitari of our Gemara in terms of bitlo v'lo bitlo. But that's basically the groundwork that's in front of us. Now, there is something very interesting to point out. Because the point of Rabbi Yochanan is that there's only one other example of bitlo v'lo bitlo. But Maisa, the Gemara is going to go on and say, but there are cases of kimo v'lo kimo, but what about bitlo v'lo bitlo? It sounds like the Gemara is still concerned about kimo v'lo kimo as well. But that's something that Tosus is going to point out at the end of the Tosus Dibur Maaseh Hashem, that the Gemara could be mentioning kimo v'lo kimo derech agav. But the main focus of the Gemara is to find another example of bitlo v'lo bitlo. But the question in Pshat, of course, is, Bishlam, according to Rashi, that Rav Yochanan is in fact the one who holds bitlo v'lo bitlo, this is why Rav Yochanan's statement is quite relevant for his own shita. that you have to know if there are there other examples and how many of them that would have malchus by bitro v'lo bitro. But if you hold like the Rishonim, who hold that Rav Yochanan says kimo v'lo kimo, then what is the point of the Gemara trying to work out a case, a bitro v'lo bitro, to explain Rav Yochanan if Rav Yochanan himself doesn't hold bitro v'lo bitro? That's the point that the Ritva makes right initially in the sugya. So let's just bring that out now and then read the Gemara from there. Says the Ritva the following. I'm Rav Yochanan. Just on this very line of Gemara that we just read, Havadai lo barav Yochanan lomar. One thing should be clear: Rav Yochanan has come to say, "Ein gonu elazos odacheres that are potter from malchus." That there's only two examples of Rav Hanitagar say. For sure, there are many examples of that. The focus, of course, is on the chi of malchus, not on the tor malchus. Havadai lo barav Yochanan lomar she'ein gonu lo sase she'ish bokum aseid she'ein chayavin elav malchus elazos odacheres. The halesa. That's not correct. So Havada Ikatuva, there are many examples, She'en Chayavin of the Shekiyim HaAseh, of the Shilobitlo, whether it's a case of Kiyim HaAseh, whether it's a Lobitlo, whatever mandama you want to pick. There are so many examples of Rav Shinita Glaseh that don't get Malkus, Kenosa, Vigezo, and so on. Moreover, the Besugyan Kula, our entire Sugya, is not trying to find another example of a case that doesn't get Malkus. Rather, the whole Sugya that we're about to read, Lo Shaklina Vitarina and Aftura, our entire discussion is not about Ptur Malkus, Ela Chiyuva. So when Rav Yochanan made the comment, Anu En Lanu Elzot Oracheres, he's trying to show you examples, Shiloh HaKein and one other, that have Chiyuv Malkus. El Alkechenu En Lanu Lo Sati Shish Bukamasei Shiyu Chayavin Alav Malkus, Elzot Oracheres, only this and one other, the Ispo Malkus, Bishalokim Haasei Oshibitlo. Again, he's putting both possibilities equally, that there'll be Malkus by Lo Kiyem or by Bitel. Avoku idach lo meshkachas bo Malkus, but by all the others you won't have Malkus v'chein pirshu betosus. And that's what Rashi says. What we just read the Rashi, mizel mashakasha Rashi zal de be'el meshkachas de Loki, ay de Bitel asay, de il v'ku lo meshkachas Bitel. Now, the thing is that what we're about to read on in the Gemara is going to say, hanicha lamandat tani kimo v'lo kimo, that's coming up in the Gemara. So here we have to know, how is this going to square with the other Rishonim? That's what the Ritva now, we might as well read it now, we're going to read it in the Gemara in a minute. According to the Girsa of the old version that the Rach went with and the Ritva went with, the Hamare Dahai Meimar Dach Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan want to make this comment, the Iwa Svir Le'il Kimo V'lo Kimo. So like, what's the Gemara asking? Hanicha l'manda amar kima v'lo kima l'manda b'lo 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 meimer. Who needs to care about the other manda amar? Rabbi Yochanan is obviously holding kima v'lo kima according to that Gersa. There's the Ritva v'lo kasha. Doesn't mean it's such a big deal. Why? Rabbi Yochanan vade ha dahako divi hako amra. Rabbi Yochanan knows that he has a bar plukta called Rish Lakish. He had a lot of regard for Rish Lakish. He had a lot of respect for Rish Lakish's sheep as well. He might hold otherwise. He may have kimo v'lo kimo, but when he makes the comment, he's speaking for everybody. That's how the Ritva learns it. Ben l'man d'tani kimo v'lo kimo, ben l'man d'tani bitlo v'lo bitlo, elad d'lo meshkachas malkis b'shelo kim oshem bitel el b'shtayim elu. The b'shtayim elu, you can have both options. So the way the Ritva is learning it's like this. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to bend over backwards to make a comment l'fi shitas v'shlokish. Rather, what the Ritva is trying to say is as follows. I only have two examples, the Ruach HaKein and one other, that we can find Malkus according to both of us, that we have something in common. Because if you're going to go beyond those two cases, then it's only going to be possible to find Malkus for you, it's Lakis, but not for me. That's what the Ritva is saying in terms of learning the Gemara Hanicha. So the Gemara, according to this understanding, Gemara is going to try to accommodate or doing what it could to accommodate even the mandam of bitlo v'lo bitlo, because of Yochanan's statement is effectively saying, anu ein lanu. Maybe it's very interesting in the Lashon. I'm just thinking as I'm talking to you right now. The Lashon is anu ein lanu. What kind of an interesting Lashon is that? Anu ein lanu. So you could say, yeah, that's the way to speak, meaning this is the way it is for us, right? This is what we have. Could be according to Ritva, this Mamish had in your Mesiyata Dishmaya with your schus, that maybe the pshat is anu en lanu, is in other words, Rav Yochanan is dafka trying to say that the only cases that can be malchus for me and you Anu en lanu, speaking ki'ilu for Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. I don't know if Reish Lakish was present at the time that he said this, but when can you have Malkus? Bein the didi that I hold kimo vo kimo, this is the Girsas HaRishonim. Bein the didach, who holds bitro vo bitro, that you can find Malkus that's possible in a case that would exist for you and for me, that's only by Shiloh HaKen and one other. So it comes out that the Shaka V'Talya that the Gemara keeps pushing to try to find bitro vo bitro in whatever cases, and it does work, it doesn't work, is very much tied to Rav Yochanan's words. Even if Rav Yochanan l'shitaso holds kimo vo kimo, but his statement was essentially saying that you can only find Malkus for both of us, meaning even Amanda Amar, meaning you, meaning Reish Lakish, bitlo vo bitlo, only by two examples. The Gemara has to find the second example that can fit the bill for that Amanda Amar, bitlo vo bitlo. This is how the Ritva will have to work the rest of the sugya out, so that it's not a problem with Girsas HaRishonim. According to Rashi, of course, the entire issue is resolved immediately. Rav Yochanan's whole point is l'fi his own shita. Anu ein lanu means me, my shita. My shita, bitlo vo bitlo, there's only two examples that have the malchus of bitlo. For the Ritva's girsa, he has to work out anu ein lanu that we can only have two cases that we have in common that there could be malchus for both of us. Okay, this is just an interesting way to understand everything that's coming from here, Pashit and Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so before we continue, any questions? Let's go.
Rebbe, according to those Rishonim, then why didn't the Gemara just answer like it did earlier, that really Rabbi Yochanan's not talking for both of them, that all we need is for Kimo Velo Kimo, that's for Rabbi Yochanan?
Well, the truth is that it doesn't work out, because Kimo Velo Kimo has many more than two examples. See, that's the point. Kimo Velo Kimo, you can find many examples of getting Malkus when he doesn't do the Kimo essay. Or if the Kimo essay becomes impossible, according to the other Rishonim, let's say, if it becomes impossible, not through his own doing, but that could be many examples. The reason why it's limited to two examples is because what we need to have here for the Malkus is that, for Bitko Velo Bitko, that is, that he has to be Mevato the essay via Dayan. So Rav Yochanan is saying you can't find a case like that practically except by Shua HaKain when he kills the mother and by one other case, which we have to now identify. But therefore, it has to fit Bitlo Vlo Bitlo to fit Rav Yochanan's words. For Rashi, it has to fit Rav Yochanan's words because Rav Yochanan is speaking within his own Shita. According to the Ritva, it has to fit Rav Yochanan's words because Rav Yochanan is speaking about Lanu, and I'm giving that Knesh. The Ritva didn't say the Knesh of Lanu, but basically he said that Rav Yochanan is trying to say that the only examples that there could be Malkus for both me and you, meaning me and the other Shita, me Kimo Vlo Kimo and you Bitlo Vlo Bitlo, is by two cases. So the Mela, there has to be an example, and only one other example, that is Mashkachas La Malkus Abitro. This is simply Pasha Pshat in how to know, how to read the rest of the Gemara within the Gears of the Rishonim versus within the Gears of Rashi. So now, but ultimately what we're trying to identify, what we're trying to figure out now is what is the Oda Cheres that has Malkus by Bitro. That's, again, whoever it is, a whole Bitro is a separate issue, as we've seen. But bottom line is, our Shaka V'Tarya from here to Amud Beis is all about identifying another example beyond Shiloh HaKein, and apparently that's the only other example that Rav Yochanan's statement is telling us would have a Malkus of Bitlo. So what is it, and why is it only that? What about others? So let's go Keseder now. But meanwhile, line by line, there's Malay V'Gadish Lamdis galore that we're only going to be able to maybe barely at least get acquainted with, but we could obviously spend many, many more shiurim on various lines of the coming Gemara, but at least to have a geshmak in what we could do and to see how we could see through the sugya. Okay, says the Gemara as follows. So Rav Yochanan made this statement without identifying what the other mitzvah is. Rav Yochanan had a Talmud Rav Elazar, this is the Amora, Rav Elazar ben Thus, maybe it was, it's an Amora, not the Tana Rav Elazar. Amale Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said to his Rebbe of Yochanan, Hecha, I want to know, I want to learn, what's the other example? You didn't tell me what it was. Oda Cheres. Rav Yochanan, as a good Rebbe, didn't want to reveal it. He says, you do the work, you know. The Rebbe sometimes has to give the Talmidim a chance to sweat, right? spoon fed. So you do the work and find it yourself. Okay, you go out and find it, and then you'll see if you'll be right. Okay, so Rav Elazar went to work. Nafak. He went out, dug, he was careful to investigate the Ashkach. And he found what seems to be the other example that you can have a Malkus for a Lash and Nitak La'aseh when you're Mevatel De'aseh. What is that? The Sanya. This is a familiar case that we saw daf earlier. The Brisa was already quoted then. The Sanya, Onas Shigirish. The person is Ma'anis, a woman, and he violates a law that the Torah says, Goyucha L'shalcha Kol Yomav. He divorces her. The Torah says he's supposed to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. Now he violates the law. And Yisrael, who? If he's a non-Kohen, then the din is Mazir. He takes her back. That's the halacha. He has to take her back. We said a Mazir. The Enoloka, and he will not get Malkus because of the fact that he has the mitzvah to take her back. The Imkohen, who? If he's a Kohen and he's not allowed to take back a Grusha, Loka Ben Amazni will get Malkus. So this is the example that you can have a Malkus for what? For a Lashon Nitagrase. Now, which Malkus is he referring to? He's referring to what? To the Malkus that can exist by Onas Shigires in Yisrael, right? That there's a case of Mazir Ben Aloka, but that's because of Mazir, because of the possibility of being Mazir. Says Rashi, Mazir Ben Aloka, Afkan, Tola, Peturo, so Malkus became Mazir. Here you have an example that the Tur Malkus is because of the Mazir. Says the Gemara, Ha Nicha, but all this is good, Lamanda Tani Kimo Vlo Kimo. So with him, I can figure out what is going to be Malkus in the case of Lo Kimo. So it's an obvious link to the essay. Meaning, what he's not Mekayim the essay of Mazir. Let's talk about Bezdin, whatever. So then you have the case of Malkus. El Lamanda Tani Bitlo Vlo Bitlo. Lamanda Tani Bitlo Vlo Bitlo, how are you going to carry out a Malkus on this person by being Vato the essay by Onus? Bishlam Gabishuach Kane Meshkachasla. Ella Ones, Bitlo Vlo Bitlo Hecha Meshkachasla, but by Ones, what's going to be the case and what is going to say? This, that's not going to work. So let's try something else. Also not going to work. Ella, the Gemara comes up with a third possibility. We're going to go through each of these possibilities in just a minute, just to understand what the Gemara is saying now. So the Gemara is saying that what's going to be the example of Bitlo by Yisrael Ones Sigirish. Why don't we stop for a second and ask ourselves a question? Like, why do you have to jump to Yisrael? You just started with the case of Kohenu, no? So why not just talk about that case and say, I just stumbled on the answer right now. It says in the same Brisa, in Kohenu, Lo Kevena Mazir, no? So why doesn't that, can that qualify maybe as a case of Bitlo? I don't know. Let's think about it. What do you think? What you have here by the Kohen is he did the Lav, And now what? He can't take her back. He can't take her back. She's a grusha. So now, could that be the equivalent of a bitlo that he gets Malkus? Because the assay now, he's been mevatel the assay. Interesting, Shai. What do you think?
Not be a dayim.
What?
Not be a dayim.
You're saying that's not called he's mevatel to be a dayim. Why not? He was megarisha. His gerishin, it's a question in Havana here. His gerushin made her grusha, no? So it's kind of boyin keachat, no? His very his violation of the lav was had within it the bitul haaseh. Now, interesting kshala, no? The Afika Yam and some in the Malach talks about this possibility, maybe others as well. Maybe by Kohen you have the bitul haaseh together with the violation of the lav, because the fact that he's not able to take her back because she's a grusha, and he made her a grusha with the lav, could that not be itself the case of? Could that itself not be the case of loke based on bitlo? But then again, let's think about this. I mean, why can't he take her back? Because he can't take back a grusha. But there was a kasha that we had in Tosus Adaf earlier on the Tosus in Kohen who Malkavein Lokavein Masdir. Wait a second. Why not say that there's an essay that's doche the losa say, And maybe dochalosasi the essay finish of Bakal, whatever the girsa is in Tosis, how we read the Tosis, but Tosis talks about the Chia. Tosis gives the teretz because she could say, I don't want, and therefore, whatever that means, here there's no din the Chia. But now, the fact that there is now another possibility of doing the essay even after he does the Rav, except that it won't work. So does that change the equation in terms of our question, maybe allowing for what Barak was suggesting, that maybe in that regard, it's not shot that he was mevatel the assay, but it just kind of crumbled on its own, because the circumstances now did not work. The etzem there's an assay here, except that the assay is not going to be powerful enough to be doche. So to be mevatel the assay means that he mamish does something that makes it impossible to be etzem to do the assay. Here, the assay is ready to be done, except that there's some external barrier because of the chia not allowing it to go forward. So maybe in that regard, it's sort of like in the mela, it's sort of like in limbo. The inability to be for the assay to be doche, the lav, or the lav, the assay finish of bakol, as the case may be, so that mitzias of limbo is the equivalent, you could say, of a batel me'elav. And in other words, what he did was he was doing the lav. Snapshot that he was mevatel the essay be a dying with his garrison. The essay is waiting to be fulfilled. The essay is out there. It's just that somehow you can't access it, or it doesn't give you enough oomph to be able to get over the hump. But maybe to that extent, it's sort of like it's like a state of, I don't know, but he gets malchus, obviously, because of that. So it's enough to call it that the essay is no longer available for him to be mekayeh. So that, in other words, we're trying to suggest an interesting possibility that the fact that there's an assay that's not doche, the los assay, is equivalent of a case that would be that there is no, I don't know what you say exactly, but it's still going to get malchus. So it's enough to say that there's malchus, but it's not enough to call bitlo al-yidei los assay. You have to know if there are other ways to answer this kasha. But it's a kash, it's a ha'ara to know in pshat. What about the case of Kohen? L'maisa, the Gemara is focused not on the case of Kohen, but the case of Yisrael, that says mazid ein aloke, but would suggest that there'd be a case of getting malchus, and we have to figure out the case. And that's what the Gemara says. Well, kimo v'lo kimo is easy. Ha'nicho ma'adetani kimo v'lo kimo. And ma'adetani bitlo v'lo bitlo, now ready, shiloch ha'kein, I understand, where's the equivalent case a bitlo v'lo bitlo that would carry over to the case of onus shigiris. Now, just to read Rashi for a second on the Hanicha, it could be Rashi's focus might be slightly different, I don't know, possibly, in the fact that Rashi learns the Hanicha, says Rashi, Hanicha l'madet honey, lo kimo loke, mashgachas l'malkis below kimo. Now, what's the Gemara bringing in Lokimo? Who's talking about Lokimo? But the Ritva had this question, but the Ritva's answer took care of it. The Ritva's question, what are bringing Lokimo? I mean, Lokimo, you have many examples of getting Malchus. But the Gemara's point was, yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case that would have Malchus for Kimo v'lo Kimo and Bitlo v'lo Bitlo. So the Gemara says, well, kimo v'lo kimo is easy to see here. But bitlo v'lo bitlo, where is that going to be? But for Rashi, Rav Yochanan to begin with was only speaking about his shita. So what's the Gemara suddenly bringing in kimo v'lo kimo? Exactly why? Well, why is it even relevant? See, you know what I'm saying? According to Ritva, it's relevant because Rav Yochanan happens to own kimo v'lo kimo, but he wants to make a case that's going to have malchus for him and for the other shita. The Gemara goes through both hoops, saying, kimo v'lo kimo, check that box. That box is checked. But the other box is not checked. So the Gemara speaks out both shitas. But for Rashi, the whole point of Rabbi Yochanan to begin with was within his own shita. So why is the Gemara even mentioning the Hanicha Mantani kimo v'lo kimo? It could be Rashi's answer is, again, it's not 100% that maybe this is what Rashi means, but I would maybe say Rashi means that the Gemara is asking like a new kasha. In other words, what exactly is the Malchus going to be by the case of Onus Shigiresh, Yisrael, Yisrael, Mazvein, Eloka? What will be the Malchus? It sounds like there could be a Malchus. Like, it's a separate kasha. We're not with Rabbi Yochanan right now. We just, like, once we quoted this, the Gemara now is asking, we're not with Rabbi Yochanan. We're just asking directly on the Braisa. So, in other words, the Gemara is asking Ki'ilu, what is the case of Malkis by the case of Onus Segires, Malzavein Aloka? So, from the perspective of what is the case, it doesn't have to do with Rabbi Yochanan anymore. We're sort of asking separately. Maybe that would be what Rashi will learn in the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara. So, now let's get to the nitty gritty case. So, the Gemara says, Honey. Yeah, sure.
I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
I'm saying like this. I'm saying that maybe Rashi's reading of the Hanicha is not directly tied to Rabbi Yochanan's words of Anu Ein Lanu. Rabbi Yochanan's words were speaking about his Shita. His Shita is Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. But the Gemara is now asking Stamakasha. The Braisa says that by Yisrael, Ones Shagiresh, in Yisrael, Mausvein Aloka, that implies that there could be a case of Loka. Says the Gemara, so now, what was my problem? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, he could have been referring to the case of Onus Shagiresh by a Kohen. That was my Ha'ara before, right? By a Kohen, you have Bitlo. So I'm saying maybe the answer is that Rashi is learning the Gemara, that what the Gemara is now asking is not just Rabbi Yochanan from before, but simply on the words of the Braisa itself. That says in Yisrael, who Malzavein Aloka, let's understand when you would get Malkus. So this particular point of the Gemara is not doesn't have to be tied back to Rabbi Yochanan. It's simply a question on the Braisa. So if the Braisa says that Yisrael Malzavein Aloka is mashma that there could be a case of Yisrael that gets Malkus, the question is when. Kima v'lo kima, you understand? How about bitlo v'lo bitlo? So then the kasha that I have in Kohen, who that maybe Rabbi Yochanan could have meant Kohen, but meanwhile we want to figure out Yisrael. But I don't know if I'm correct, because the Gemara goes back to Shuach HaKein a minute later. So I don't know if I'm saying this. The Gemara is discussing Shuach HaKein, which sounds like going back to Rabbi Yochanan. The words of Rashi, though, are interesting. Rashi says, Mashkachas be Malkis. Sounds like I'm talking about the case itself. Maybe I'll just leave it out. Okay, I don't know. Why don't we pick on Cohen? I don't know. Let's go with the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. I don't know if I'm not even correct in Rashi. Let's leave it. So Hanicha Lamandatani Lokimo Loke Mashkachas the Malkis Lokimo. El Lamandatani Bitlo Lokech Mashkachas. Okay. Hanicha Bishuacha K Mashkachas La Bitlo Kishishachta. I've got a perfect case of Bitlo. Now, let's go slow. Back to the sugya. So the Gemara is now trying to figure out what is going to be a case in Ones Shagiresh, Yisrael, Magzir, and Aloka, but there'll be a case of Loka. And that case of Loka will be linked to the example, to the scenario of this individual being the Vatel, the essay of taking her back. The essay to take her back, the Lusila Isha Amod Zahzer is what prevents there from being Malkus, but there's something he can do, the Adayim, to the Nevato that essay of taking her back. So Gemara is going to suggest a few things that could be the answer to the case of Malzavein Aloka and ultimately the answer to Rabbi Yochanan's Zos, the Od Acheres, which is what got us started. So the Gemara says, let's suggest the following. So what we had the case of the bird. The case of the bird was killing the bird. Okay, so let's talk about, not that we're comparing people to birds, but let's just simple example. Katla killed the woman. If he killed the woman that he was ma'anesh, obviously he can't marry her. She's dead. So either Katla, so you're going to tell me, he's mevatel the asay, what will give him malchus for the violation of lo yuchal l'shalcha? If he kills, it makes it impossible to take her back. How? By killing her. Says the Gemara, either katla, no, that's not going to work for you. Why? Come way with the rabbamine. This is a mouthful, Rabosai. This line of Gemara is a mouthful. Just digest what we just read. The Gemara has more possibilities coming. But meanwhile, the Gemara suggests, what are you going to say? The equivalent case of the bird he killed the bird, so he can't be mishalech the bird. Okay, so now we're not talking about mishalech the woman, we're talking about taking the woman back. You sent her away already. Pun intended, right? It's also shiluach. It's a different shiluach. It was an aveira. He sent her away. Now the mitzvah is to take her back, and he's mevatu the asheh to take her back by killing her. But no, that cannot incur for him a chi of malchus for bit, when he's mevatu the asheh by killing her because of the rule of kamei b'derabba minei. Kamei b'derabba minei means that if you have an onesh chamur, that you're mischayev an onesh chamur, then that will exempt you from the onesh hakal. You can't have the onesh hakal because the onesh hakal will be exempted by virtue of the onesh hachamur. Rashi, hach b'derabba minei, what's the b'derabba minei, the thing which is more severe, misa, the imbo malchus. And what are the two onshin that we're discussing over here? The onesh of misa for killing a human being, ritzicha, that's incurring an onesh misa. And we're talking about an onesh malchus that would come as a result of bitul ha'aseh, that would be for the malchus for the lav of oyuchal ishalcha, which hinges on what? On the bitul ha'aseh. So now the bitul ha'aseh al yidei killing her, which brings the chi of misa, will pater the chi of malchus, which is a less severe onesh, that would come as a result of this bitul ha'aseh being machayev malchus for the lav of oyuchal ishalcha. But since it's a chiyav misa that's being incurred through the act of killing her, so that will make it impossible to incur the chiyav malchus that should result as a result of the same misa that you're doing here from killing the woman, which will be a bitul aseh. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, we're not yet going to go to Tosfos as well, but there are a lot of cases where there's no chiyav misa. We did a bishogeg and a kivegas kasha below hasra. Let's keep it simple. The Gemara is assuming that we're talking about a case of a chiyuv misa that would come about from this mice of killing the woman, meaning to say that was the mazid, the eidim, the asra, and he's chayiv misa for the act of itzicha. But what the Gemara is saying in effect is that the chiyuv misa that comes for the mice of itzicha of killing the woman should pater him from the chiyuv malchus. Now the chiyuv malchus, Rabbosai, is for what? The Chi of Malchus comes for what? For what Aveira? For what Maisa?
You call it Shalcha?
Shalcha. That means there was a Maisa that he did the Aveira of sending her out, of giving her get. That Lav is Mechayiv Malchus, but for that Lav to Mechayiv Malchus, it's hinging, it's dependent on the Mvato de Aseh. The Chi of Misa is deriving from the Maisa that is the thing that's going to trigger the Chi of Malchus for the other Maisa Aveira of before. So that's an interesting thing. In other words, the Chi of Malchus is not for the Maisa of killing the woman. The Chi of Malchus is for that which he was Megaresh the woman. The Chi of Nisa is for killing the woman, and we want that Chi of Nisa for being killing the woman to be the poter of the malchus for the aveira of Yuchal Eshalcha. So what does this suggest? So let's first bring the issue out into sharper focus by the way that the Ritva and the Ramban both bring this Gemara as a kasha on Shitas Rashi in the earlier Gemara. And then we'll see this issue in sharper focus. What is the pshat that we say, bitlo v'lo bitlo, that the Maisa of being mevatel de asei is what makes you chayiv malchus for the lav? What's the relationship between the lav and the bitul asei? The language that Rashi uses from the outset of the sugya was that the lav is not nigmar, eno nigmar chivatel sa'asei, the adayim bitul olam shuyucho is kaim o. That was the Lashon of Rashi. We first read it, we were very struck by the language. It's not nigmar. But then we saw Mibbeis and we saw that the Eino Nigmar is not necessarily to be taken in the most literal of ways. Because after all, what did Rashi say in explaining the sugya figure so of Rashi? But the Gemara makes the machokes of bitko v'lo bitko kimo v'lo kimo depend on hasra sasik. So the way that the issues line up with Rashi is that Hasra Safik is a problem for Bitlo Velo Bitlo, and Rav Yochanan, who holds Shema Hasra, is able to hold Bitlo Velo Bitlo. Kimo Velo Kimo does not have the problem. That's the Shita of Rashi. The reverse was how the other Rishonim learned. The Rishonim learned that the problem of Hasra Safik Daska falls out Lamandam Kimo Velo Kimo, which is Rav Yochanan, and Bitlo doesn't have that machlokes, doesn't have the problem. What does that issue depend on? So Rashi explains. Bitlo v'lo bitlo is called asra safik because you have to give asra b'shah that you're over the avera. B'shah you're over the avera, meaning when you do the initial avera. And at the time you're doing the avera, it's not clear whether there'll be a malchus for the avera, or the avera rises to the level of an avera of malchus, because who knows if you'll be mevatel the asher later on. That's asra safik. Rashi compares it to an example of two kikros, where a person says that I will not eat kikar A if I eat kikar B. So the Gemara says if he ate kikar A first, so it's hasra safik because maybe he won't eat kikar B later on. Rashi points out this is why it's hasra safik, because don't tell me, Rashi raises the question, Tosus quoted it as well, don't tell me that you can give hasra at the time that he's now about to mivatel the aser, in which case, if you do this act in mivatel the aser, you'll get malchus. Rashi says you can't do that, because you need the asra to be b'shah of the initial avera, not at the shah that triggers the chiyuv for the original avera. Rashi would seem to learn that the nature of the bitel aser is analogous to a tanai. A tanai that with this, there will be now, the lab is nigmar from the perspective of the chi of malchus. Rashi is saying it's not nigmar, meaning that the malchus is totally in the bitul ha'aseh. But the hasra has got to be focused on the original avera, not on the bitul ha'aseh. That's what hasra safik. The Rishonim disagreed. The Rishonim assumed the opposite, that hasra safik is dafka, not a problem, l'man d'amar bitlo v'lo bitlo. That's Shitas Reish Lakish, according to the Rishonim. And the reason it's not a problem of Asra Safik is because the Asra can actually be given at the very time that he's about to mivatel the essay, and that's a perfect time for the Asra, which is Asra Zvadai. Rashi brought the example of the case of the two loaves, that you can only give the Asra at the time that he's eating the Asra, the Kikar Ha'alef, that he says, I'm making a sure not to eat this if I eat the other one, but you can't give Asra the other one. You see, that's different. That is a T'nai. That's not a chelk of the Gufa Isser. But Mashenkin over here, the lesson of the Ritz, if you remember, this Bitala Ase is Migufa Isser. It's part of the Maisa Isser in that regard. So it's not just like a Tanai that the Malchus depends on. It's Mamish part of the Isser. The Rishonim use this Gemara as a riot to their sheet. How so? Because the Gemara is saying that the Maiseh that you're doing to Mechayev Misa, when he kills the woman, this is Mechayev Misa, is poter from the Malchus. The Rishonim are assuming that can only make sense if the Chiyuv Malchus is connected to this Maiseh itself that's Mechayev Misa. But if I were to say that the Chiyuv Malchus really rests solely on the Maiseh that you did before, which is why Rashi requires the Hasra to be before, and this Maiseh is only like a Tanai to Mechayev the Malchus for what was before, but this is not a Chiluk of the Isser itself, then why would I say Kamei Medirabamineh? After all, we're not talking about the identical times of the two Maiseh. There's one Maiseh is Mechayev Misa, which is now, the other Maiseh is Mechayev Malchus, which is before. So why would there be Kamei Medirabamineh? It's not coinciding, it's not simultaneous. The Maiseh Mechayev Misa is not identical, doesn't overlap with the Maiseh Mechayev Malchus. The Maiseh Mechayev Malchus is purely earlier. That's where that's right to be given then. According to the Shita of the Rishonim, it's beautiful, because they hold a bitlo v'lo bitlo allows you to give Hasra B'Shas the bitlo Aseh. That means that the bitlo Aseh is part of the Mechayev of the Malchus, and as the Ritva points out, it's different than the case of the two loaves, because this is a chiluk of the Issa, therefore this is part of the Mechayev of the Malchus. So the Maiseh, Mechayev Misa, cannot be Mechayev Malchus. This is part of that which is Mechayev Malchus. This is a little bit of an elaboration of what you see here, Bekitzer, in the Ramban and the Ritva. Let me read it from the Ritva as follows. Either Katla Kamle B'Derabamineh, Umikan mashna behedya. This is a explicit proof, and again, the Ramban brings the same proof as well. And on the days, I'm reading it from the Rissa. The leman the tani bitlo, the one who was bitlo, chiyuv hamalkis b'shas bitlo ha'asei hu nigmar uba'olav. The chiyuv malkis is ba'olav b'shas bitlo ha'asei. V'lo sheye nidon l'mafreya al shas aver salat. See, what did they see in Rashi? That the bitlo ha'asei is what is the trigger for the chiyuv malkis for the ma'asei the before. But the chi of Malkus is resting on the original Maises, hinging on what happens later, just like the case of the kikar that you ate that later, which is the trigger for the chi of Malkus for the Aveira of Yeshua, which is the kikar that you ate first. The Aveira that gives you the violation of the Shavua is the first kikar. The second kikar just gives you the trigger for that chi. So too, according to Rashi, the Bitol Asi triggers the chi for before. But the Rishonim, it's not that way. The Chiyuv Malkus is a function of this Maisa too. It's a contributing factor to the Chiyuv, not just to generate the Chiyuv for what happened before. The Imlokein, Heichi Aminim Kemiv Ravminei. If you don't say like us, how can the Marcy come Ravminei? The Ha'ena Malkus V'Anisa Boyin Ki Echad. The Misa and Malkus are not coming simultaneously. Why? The Chiyuv Misa Al Shas Ketala. The Chiyuv Misa is for the moment that you're killing. The Chi of Malkus, Al-Shas Gerishin. The Kosh Ein Boyin Ke'echad, as long as they don't come together, the Epshu Azu below Zu. Now, the reason why the Ritva adds this, we'll have to see soon why. We'll soon explain why he says the Epshu Azu below Zu. You can have one without the other. Lo Amino Kimim Dramine, Kinemuch of Berk Eunaris. That's the Sugi and Elonaris discusses the notion of timeline to come Ravmine, that you need simultaneous. You need things to be concurrent. The two chiyuv have to be concurrent in order that the onesh acham or patas onesh akal. If the mechayiv and the shasha chiyuv of one is not identical to that of the other, then you won't say come Ravmine. So the Rishonim is saying over here, according to us, it's called that the concurrent chiyuvim. Is that both a function of this maisa? But if you hold like Rashi, then it's a problem. Levadai shezu raya lepirush apirash leel kitigirsa sasmarin velo kitirush Rashi. Unbelievable piece of lumbis in this mitzvah. Nu rabosai. If we had meant much time, we could spend hours and hours on this inyan. But we putted velo krumi efsha. We have to say a little bit of something here. I mean, now that we're on this line of Gemara, how could we leave it? I mean, we'll have a little more to say about it in Tosfos, but just for now, a couple of thoughts that would be in defense of Rashi. Let me suggest a couple of things. First thing is to notice that it's not as simple as we're making it. I mean, you see from the Ritva too, you see you have to look at the Sugya Neilunaris. We're not going to be able to learn those Sugyas well, but if you want to know about the Kolam of Kam Dravine and the notion of the Idna, so you see from Sugizir that it's not as simple. A lot of this machlokas may have to do with how to read up those sugis. But Lamasha, I'll give you an opening to start thinking about this issue for Rashi. So the Gemara in Perkei Onaris says the following. What's called simultaneous? That's part of our question. What's called simultaneous? So the Gemara gives the following example. I mean, again, it's a whole sugya there. There's a lot of cases. But I'm going to give you one case from Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Rav Ovin said the following rule. It's the Yesod in Kam Dravinei that is labeled the following. Akira Torech Hanacha. We know that from Melechus Shabbos, be it Hotzah Meshus Rishus, be it the Mavid Dalet Amos Meshus Arabin, you need two building blocks for there to be a chiyuv. Akira from one point in Rishus Arabin, and the Hanacha at the other point in the other Rishus were for Amos further in Rishus Arabin. Akira and Hanacha. Now, so you can have the Malacha performed by shooting an arrow, just like you can walk, you can pick something up and deposit it, or you can shoot an arrow from one spot to the other and it lands where it lands and it comes to rest, that's the hanacha, and your maisa of sending the arrow out is the akira, right? From the first point of rest. The first point of rest, from that point, it leaves its point of rest and goes where it goes. There was an akira, and then a hanacha comes to rest. So now the following case. A person is going to cause a maisa of mazik. He's going to damage somebody's garments. But this maisa comes together with Chilul Shabbos. What's the case? Rav Avin has the following case. Hazorek chetz. He shoots an arrow mitchilas arba lesof arba. From the beginning point in Rishus HaRabim, before you start counting Dalet Amos, and it's going to go, this chetz, this arrow is going to go for four Amos. So obviously this act, this maisa, is going to involve, of course, a malacha del raisa of Chilul Shabbos, a mavid Dalet Amos. Now, what happened here is as follows. The karashi roin balichasa. Along the way, the arrow ripped through somebody's garments. So it was mazik. So he incurs a chiv mamon at the same time that he's incurring a chiv nisa. Is he chayiv for being mazik? But wait a second, it's not exactly the same time. Because the chiyuv misa only comes into being at the point after Dalet Amos. But the hezek occurred within that space of Dalet Amos before the melacha was completed. So now there's kind of an overlap in some way, but it's not exactly a perfect overlap. See, I'm showing you that there are nuances here in terms of the nature of Kamid Rav Nineh requiring it to be mamish at the same time. Now, the Ritva, of course, knows this Gemara, so it's not as if. The Ritva is still arguing what he does. But notice, it says in the Gemara, Pater, you'll be Pater from the Hezek, Sha'akira Tzorech Hanachai. The Akira is the setting the tone for the Hanacha. And therefore, even though the Chi of Mammon came technically before the Chi of Misa, there's still going to be a Ptur from the Chi of Mazik, because it's viewed in some way as interconnected. Now, how exactly we explain Akira Tzorech Hanacha is a major, major shaila. But notice immediately that there's a lot to work with. Again, I'm not saying yet too much, but I'm going to point out that the Aruch HaNer quotes this Gemara and says, so what's the big problem on Rashi here? Granted, Rashi learns that there is a Mechayiv and Malkus for the Lav, and there's a Tanai that will trigger the Chi of Malkus, but it's a necessary condition for the Chi of Malkus for the Lav, and that is the Bitul Asse. You incur a Chi of Misa when you're Mevatel the Asse, but since that's a necessary condition for the Chi of Malkus, so that can also create the framework for Kivud Rav Nineh in the same vein, again without getting too specific, as what you see in the Gemara, that as long as there's some kind of a relationship between the Akira and the Hanacha to allow you to be putter from Hezek that happens in the interim, so too, there's a relationship between the Shas of the Avera of Gerishin, Uyuchu Shalcha, and the Shas Bitul Ha'aseh, and that therefore is enough to putter from the Chi of Malkus of the Uyuchu Shalcha, because they're not totally unrelated. The Leyucha L'shalcha is dependent on the Bitala Asse. Now, the lesson of the Aruch HaNer, because he quotes this Gemara, Kasav HaRitzva, he brings the Ritzva Mikan Masma against Rashi, B'laniyas Daiti Yeshli Yasev Zeh L'shitas Rashi. I'll tell you what I think. Gam L'Rashi, I grant you, Iker Aveira B'shas Halaf, and that's when the Hasra must be given. Mikom makom lo nigmar hachiyuv at shas bitul. So re kosh od yachol kaima asay, you can't get malchus. But hare lefi on the four, b'ksu v'staf lamed aleph, b'sarak chetz, b'karashi royin. After b'shas kriya lo nigmar hachiyuv so shabbos. But nevertheless, at the time that the garments are being ripped, the shirayin, the silk is being ripped, he's not yet nigmar hachiyuv. But part of shem kam dravinei, so here too, you can say it in a slightly different variation of the way. In other words, not b'shas habitul, But the bitl is it sorech halav l'schayev alav. The alzeh ba gam kin chiyav misa. So mix and match. It's enough. Have a lay kimim drav minay. Now the emes is again without going too deep. There could be there's perhaps room to be machalik even on a surface level. There are many ways to be machalik, but just on a surface level, for the ritva to say that's no connection. So what could be, for example, a distinction? The Akira and the Hanacha are both fundamental building blocks in the Machayis of the Misa. And their connection is much more tight than that between the Shas Bitol Ha'ase and Averis Harav. They looked at Rashi and said, Rashi, you're comparing the bitul ha'aseh, after all, to what? To the second kikar. Now I ask you, is hanacha of Melechus Shabbos like the second kikar of Shavuah? Or is it cheluk of the gufa isa? Obviously the answer is it's a cheluk of the gufa isa. For the Rishonin, as we saw in the Ritva earlier, the bitul ha'aseh is a cheluk of the gufa isa. That's why hasra can be given then. But Rashi compared it to the case of the two kikros, would suggest, would be mashba for the Rishonim to understand it as like an artificial connection, like the case of the Tanai. The Avera is eating the first kikar, but somehow the Malkus, the sting of that Avera is being held back by this artificial connection of the other kikar. So Rashi would seem to therefore think, this is how the Rishonim took Rashi at least, that the bitul ha'aseh is like it's an artificial connection. It's not bigufa isa. That's why you can't give hasra at that time. But akir tzorach hanacha is very different because the hanacha is mamish part of the. So there I could talk about akir tzorach hanacha. Lamaisa, there's a lot to say here in terms of what Rashi will say and what the Rishonim are saying and what they're arguing about. Let me make another from another angle, without quoting the Gemara of Kiryat Tzorach Hanacha, but maybe a different angle as well that a lot of Achronim like to be mifalpel in. And the basis really comes from Rabbi Akiva Eger, and also Dafkin Eunaris, and also in the Tshuva, and that has to do with the following. We'll frame it as follows. Let's call the Bitul Ha'aseh a Tanai. It's a Tanai in the Chiyuv of Malkus. Right, the Malkus is coming for what? It's coming for the what? For the Avera of the Megarish, the woman, Lichol Shalcha. But if I have a Kimo Medrav Minei in something which is a Tanai in the Chiyuv, maybe that's also good enough to say Kimo Medrav Minei. If there's a Chiyuv Misa, a Chiyuv of an Ones Chamur that's attached to a Tanai of a Chiyuv, that also patters. So even though the Maiser Aveira, that's Mechayev Malkus, is the Gerishin, but a Tanai in that Chiyuv is the what? Is the Bitul Ha'aseh. And when you're killing her, that Tanai, that act of Bitul Ha'aseh, is incurring a Chiyuv Misa. So that also patters. Those, we could maybe assume that even a Tanai is enough. Rabbi Kideger has examples. The Gemara asked the Kasha in a lot of Makoros that one could bring in, but the Gemara had a Kasha there in the beginning of Unaris that there are cases of being Mechuyev Kenas, which include Baal Achoso. The Kenas is a Kenas of Ones, the case of Ma'anes, a similar case that we're discussing of Ebu Yuchal Shalcha. He's Ma'anes and Nara Besula. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Baal Achoso has a Chiv of Chamishim Kesef. Our Mishnah says, Baal Achoso is a Chiv of Malkus. Ask the Gemara, but ain't a local mishalim. How can he have a chi of malchus and a chi of knas, a chi of mamun? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua brought a kasha of Mesan and Rabbi Kadega quotes it, that Lamai Satosis in Yavama says that the chi of knas is coming at the Gemar Bia, the Shas Gemar Bia, the last step of the act of Bia. Whereas the chi of malchus comes from the first point of Bia, what we call Hara. So in a way, they're not simultaneous. So that's a kasha that Kibbe Eger deals with, and he's machadesh the following: that if there's a maisa that's a tanai, you need to have the of kenas, the gemar bia, had to be when the person also did a hara, the first step. If it was happening by itself, the first step, and he just did the gemar bia, wouldn't be mechuyif a kenas. If there's a coming drab minei that's chal at an earlier point, but that earlier point is a necessary condition for the machayev of later, that's also enough to say coming drab minei. To the extent that this maisa has a coming drab minei associated with it, it's as if that act is happening by itself. If the first stage of the bia, the hara, would have happened by itself, not through his maisa, he wouldn't be mechayev knas for the end of the bia. The Kiv Eger basically is saying a similar idea, and again, there's a tosis in Gittin Nun Gimel that connects to this as well. That basically, if you can call it a tnai in a mechayev, that's also subject to kamid rav minei. So again, that's another possible way to work in terms of the Gemara, that Le'olam Rashi will hold that it's Shayach Kamadravine even on a T'nai in the Chiyuv, even though the Chiyuv is based on the earlier Maisa, but as long as a T'nai in the Chiyuv is simultaneous to another Chiyuv, so it's as if that other Chiyuv cannot happen because of the Din of Kamadravine. Maybe And then you have to know what the other Rishonim are going to say. Obviously, you have to be mefalful here. You know, Rebbe Kiv Eger said it by Malkus and Mammon. Maybe the Rishonim will agree that by Malkus and Mammon be saved by it tonight. Maybe by Misa and Malkus, they'll hold it's a different pasuk, the Kedei Rishasso. Except that that's Malkus and Mammon. Misa and Malkus is, Misa and Mammon is a different pasuk. I don't know if that's going to work. You have to know what the Rishonim are going to say. Could be by Misa and Mammon, they would agree. Malkus and Mammon is different. But the case I just gave you is also Malkus and Mammon. Lawyer there. L'maisa, another possibility, Shmuel Rezavsky maybe says like this, maybe the Kamad Rav Minei is not a function of the same Maisa, but the Shas HaChiyuv. In other words, when he's Mevatel De'aseh, he's Mechuyev Malkus for the Maisa before. But what's the Shas HaChiyuv? When does he become Chayev Malkus? At the time that he's mevatel the asay. For what maisa is he mechuyev malkus at the time of the bitul asay for the maisa avera before? But kamid rav minei, maybe it's enough to say that if the shas hachiyuv of the chamor chiyuv and the kal chiyuv are the same moment, then is it in kamid rav minei? It's not necessarily that they have to come for the same maisa as long as the shas hachiyuv is identical. Now, Akir Tzorach Hanacha is needed because the Shas HaChiyuv seemingly is not identical. The Shas HaChiyuv for Misa of Shabbos is at the Hanacha. The Shas HaChiyuv of the Hezek is at the time that the garments are ripped. So you need to come on to this idea of Akir Tzorach Hanacha. But in our case, it's perhaps even better than that. Because in our case, the Maisa, the Shas HaChiyuv of Misa and the Shas HaChiyuv of Malkus are Mamish the Vasachas. The Rishonim were asking because they were saying, look, the Machayev, that which you Chayev Malkus is for what you did before. Correct. But the, and therefore, and that which you Machayev Nisus is what you did now. So they bring a Raya, must be that the Chayev Malkus is for what you did now, which is why you can give Asra for now also. What we're saying is for Rashi, that the Shas HaChiyuv is identical. Even if it's for the Maisa before, but you Machayev Malkus at the same time that you mechuyev misa, you can't have both chiyuvim. It's another way to think about why Rashi would be okay with this line of Gemara. You can imagine how this could be a very big discussion for more than one shir, but in your name, at least you have a little bit of a sense of what it's about. For our purposes, let's read on the Gemara, at least to get through the rest of the Gemara itself. So the Gemara is now asking, again, how are you going to come up with a case of bitlo to mechuyev malkus by the case of ones shegiris? If you want to tell me the case that he's mevatel the asay of taking her back by killing her, that's not going to lead to a chiyuv malchus because either katla, kamle b'derab mine, and all the rei that we just spoke out. So Amar Rav Shimi Mechuzna, Rav Shimi from Mechuzna said, there were different Rav Shimis. You find Rav Shimi a minute later from Nahada, we have other Rav Shimis. So Rav Shimi Mechuzna, he said the following, Kigon shekibel lo kiddushin me'achir. Ah, here's a case. What do you do? She's mekabel kiddushin on her behalf from somebody else. You know, somebody else gives him a ring, gives him a pruta, and he's mekabel kiddushin, that person, he becomes her shliach, her proxy, for her to become a kudeshes, to who? To that other crony. No, what has he done right now, biadayim? He's made her married to someone else, which therefore prevents what? Prevents him from taking her back. Through his own actions, he makes it impossible to take her back because of the Isser called what? What Isser is there now?
Machzir Gushasa.
Machzir Gushasa. So Memela, I have a case of Bitlo. He goes, Shekibo Kedishon Me'achir. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Yom Me'achir, Amar Rav, Isha Vise Shriach. What's the case? Did she make him a shliach? Ihi kamevatele. Ilo shabise shliach kol kiminei v'lo b'kumi manashach. How did it happen he's going to act as her shliach l'kabel kesef kedushin? If she made him a shliach, said, I appoint you as my shliach to be mekabel kedushin for me, that's become a kudeshes to ploni, then he's not being mevatel the essay she is, because she's making him the shliach. She's making it possible for his kabbalah shakeses to function as a chalos kedushin. That's not called he's being mevatel the essay. Interesting. And ilosha b'se shliach, if she didn't appoint him as a shliach kol kiminei, well, then what does it mean? It's zero. It doesn't mean it has no consequence. Kol kiminei Rashi b'tmiya. The chikol heimenu is not the imshit is kaddish aydei kabbalasso. So what do we have here? The Gemara says you can't use the scenario of what? Of kibel kiddushin me'achir. Now, just for a second to think about it. Why is that first case? I think the magia here, I said Amar Rav, it sounded strange to me. So I think the magia Amar Rava, it sounds better. Because Shimi Mechuzna was Mestam at the time of Rav and at the time of Rav. So Amar Rav comes in and asks, Isha Vise Shriach, Manafshach, if she made him a Shriach, she's Mevatel. Why is that necessarily the case? She made him a Shriach. Now he acts on her behalf to Mekabah Kedushin. He's not going to be Mekabah the Kedushin. She won't become the Kudeshes, and then he won't become Aser to take her back. So why isn't that cool that he is Mevatel B'Yadayim, the essay through his Kabbalah's Kedushin? The Gemara just says, E kamevatkala. Why is that necessarily automatically the case? Why is that pushed to the Gemara, to Rava? The Ritva adds a little bit here. The Ritva says, Pirush ki afa pishu misayeya ayada mikomakam ikra bito bididahu. See, he acknowledges that he's misayeya, but lemaisa, it's still ikra bito bididahu. If she made him the shliach, so his action on her behalf, it's as if she's acting. It's really her doing. He's a Messiah. You have to know what the Ritva means. Does he mean like a lumdis in terms of shlichus? That really his Kabbalah, it's really, she's really acting. He's standing in her place. So when he's doing what he's doing, shlichus lev kemosa, it's like she's basically there. So he's enabling her to be present, even vicariously. How am I speaking to you right now? We're not in the same room. Every one of you is in a separate room. But we're in a virtual space, right, together. So she is ki'ilu, she's ki'ilu there. He's making it ki'ilu, she's the one being makabel, because she made him a shliach, she made it yado ki yada. So he's mesayeya, that she's makabel the kedushin. So that's what the Ritva will mean. So she's really being mevatel, because it's really her kedushin, and the fact that she's made him a shliach, he continues to act the Torah shliach, so she's acting through him, even though she's not present, but it's his shlich, it's her shlichus. It Ritva means like that. I saw a board in the name of the Marik, I think, different idea that since she could be chozer until the Kabbalah's Kiddushin, so that's also called she's mevatel it, because Lemaisa, the fact that she made a shliach, he cannot act as a shliach unless she continues to consent. So her continuing to mekabel the Kiddushin even after she made a shliach is all necessary, and therefore it's called her being mevatel it. In either way, obviously the Gemara takes for granted that that's called she being mevatel the essay. I was just thinking in terms of the question we had before by a Kohen. You know, the essay is here, but it can't be machzir because of ein essay dochelos essay. So we said maybe that's not called a bittel. No, if he's mevatel the essay through making her a mikudeshes, why is it pasuk to the Gemara to begin with that that's called a bittel? The Torah says he can't take her back. Machzir gushaso. Maybe it should be asei dochelos essay, but it's not true. You see from the Gemara, Kinira, that that's called a bittel of the essay. So what we said by Cohen, it may not be so simple. If you see the Gemara is considering the fact that you can't be Makai in the essay because of an Isser, in this case it's Malchi Grusha, so in the case of a Cohen, it's the Isser Grusha, as a bittel essay. So now you have to revisit why, by the case of Cohen, we couldn't consider that to be a bittel essay. Either way, the Gemara says she's doing it, not him. That's if she made him a shliach. And if she didn't make him a shliach, then what? And for sure, it's nothing. The Meiri adds a word here when he discusses this case. The Meiri is in Amid Beis, but he mentions this case. He says, "Afilu misha mefarish beritzuya cholam hakidushin mikol makom beritzuya hu hamevatel." He says, "Im shelo b'shlichusa in kabbalas akum afilu beritzuya." Even if she's happy with the kabbalas kedushin. And even if you say that if she's happy, he's mekabel kedushin, and then she says, "I'm happy that you're mekabel." So maybe that should be a kedushin. He says, but it's only because she agrees. So that's also not called his being mevatel. Now, I just want to mention an interesting Maran Malkum here. It's a Beis Shmuel in the beginning of Hilchos Kedushin, Simen Lamed Vav. I mean, the beginning of Simen Lamed Vav, I should say. The very first Beit Shmuel, so this is the din of Shlichus Le'isha for Kiddushin. That's the Simen Lamed Vav. The Isha can make a Shliach of Kabel Kiddusheha, right? That's the Simen Lamed Vav in Eben Ezer. Says the Beit Shmuel, what about the following case? We know there's Halach of Shlichus. We also know there's a concept called Zechiah. If you know somebody would be happy for you to act on their behalf, so I want to be Mezochem Matana for someone, I can do the kinyan on their behalf, and there's zocha because it's a schus for them. So let's say she's megaladas, a woman, that she'd like to be mekadeshes to a certain person. So he says, if that's the case, so any person could go ahead and mekabel kiddushin for her because she's indicated that she'd like to be mekadeshes to that person. That's what the Beis Shmuel brings the halacha. Someone could step in if he knows she's indicated she'd like to be mekudeshes. Someone could be zocher the kedushin on her behalf. Says the Chachmas Shlomo Kluger on the same page of the Shulchan Aruch. This is against our Gemara. The Gemara in Makkah says, "Ida kitcha, ida shabesi shliach, she's mevatelik. Ida lo shabesi shliach, so kokimine, then nothing." What's the kasha? Why not say the case will be that she's megala das, that she wants a person to be her husband. Comes this guy who's ma'aris the woman, and he goes ahead and he's mekaba kedushin from that person that she was megala das, that she'd like to be mekudeshes to. So who's in this case? Who's being the vatel, the essay, she or he? She didn't make him a shliach. She just said, "I'd like to be mekudeshes to Ploni Almoni." Comes the Ma'anes, and he's mekabel kedushin to Ploni Almoni. So what would be then? According to the Beis Shmuel, it would be a kedushin, but he now made it impossible for him to take her back. Well, but this depends on another issue, a very big sugi in Shas, sugi in Perek Beis of kedushin as well. That is, why does the chiyah work? Does the concept of Zechiyah work? Does anyone know the Chakira? Zechiyah, mitam, what? What's the phrase? Zechiyah, mitam, shrichus, or Zechiyah, mitam, shrichus? Does Zechiyah work in the same way that shrichus works? However, we explain what that means. It could be that Anan Sahadi, that she would have made him a shriach. It works with the same mechanism of shrichus. Different ways to be masked what it means, but the nahalach of Zechiyah is the same mahalach as shrichus. It's anan sadi that she was making him a shriach, or the person that you're zochah for is would want anyone to act as a shriach. So it's basically the minui shrichus, in effect, without a formal minui. If that were true, then the same point that the Gemara makes, that if she made him a shriach, she's mevatel, not him. The same point could be said over here as well. So then shriach mitam shrichus, so then she's mevatel, not him. But if we hold that the reason Zechiyah works is a new parsha in the Torah that we learn out from Sukkim of Zechiyah, Parshas Maaseh, they can be Zochah for others, not based on Mitam Shlichus, then the Kasha is again, then isn't this example of his being Mevatel the essay and not her? The only thing is, according to what the Marik said that I quoted before, that the fact that she doesn't renege on her consent, it's considered she's being mevatel because she's consenting at the time as well, and she could be a chozer. Could be that would help us over here as well. That even though it's not mitam shrichus, but since she could choose at some point to withdraw her ritzui, maybe that's also called she's mevatel. But that's a b'chik chiddush because she's already indicated her ritzui. But Maisa, let's just go a few more lines to finish here. So we have vaita was stuck. So what exactly will be the case? What exactly would be the case of what? Of bitul asi by onus. The Gemara seems to say, let's go another direction. So we had one Rav Shimi, now we have another Rav Shimi, all right? Ela Amar Rav Shimi min Arda. Before it was Rav Shimi from Achuza, now Rav Shimi min Arda. What's our example? We're going to talk about a case where she made a neder that's not going to allow him to take her back. Usually, you make a neder, there's an option called Ataras Nedarim, so it's reversible. I'm sorry, not she made a neder. I stand corrected. He's madir her. He makes a neder that she should not be able to be taken back. That he cannot have enough from her. So he does it in a way that's not going to allow for Ataras Nedarim. Now, here we get into Sugyas Nedarim and Gittin that Rashi quotes. There's two examples Gemara is going to bring that potentially could not have the Hataras Nedarim. This is going to come up more on the day, so we can discuss it more on the day, but just to read it inside right now, could go and say, Dear Barabin. So the Gemara has the example that he's Madir Har Barabin. Now, what does Barabin mean? Barabin means in presence of a few people. There's a Shiloh, whether that means 3 people, 10 people, there's Machokes Amorayim in Gittin. But we have a sheet of Dear Barabin. And Hadir Barabim and Eder Barabim is not subject to Afara. Says the Gemara, not so simple. It's Machokes Tanoim. Hanichal Amanda Amar. Neder Shehuda Barabim Enu Afara. It has a stronger koach of a neder that can't be undone. There's such a Manda Amar. The Shita happens to be a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Mishnah in Gittin, not our Indian, but Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ko Neder Shehuda Barabim Lo Yavzi has to do with the case that person. Is Moses Ishto based on Nedarim, and the reasons are, the Chacham said he can't take her back, and it's because she made a Neder that's irreversible. So Yehuda holds, Neder Shehuda Barabim Lo Yachzir, and it's because he holds, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk there in Daf Memvav Amid Aleph, that Pasuk says by Yehoshua, that the Givonim tricked the Nesiei Ha'eda into thinking that they were coming from a faraway place, and they pledged that they would be in peace with them. They made a peace treaty, and it says in the Pasuk that Bnei Israel did not kill them because of the Shvuah of the Nesiei Ha'eda. So the Gemara interprets that to mean that because the Shvuah was given the Rabin, therefore they can't be Shoel. Otherwise, they could have been Shoel on the Neder and killed them, because it turns out that they deserve to die. But they couldn't because it was Neder Barabin. The other Mandama says, no, it's not the Pshat. Anyway, it was a mistake, so the whole Neder didn't get off the ground. But it was a Chil Hashem if they would kill them. So therefore, they didn't kill them. But there's no riot. But the Yehuda learned it from that Pasuk. The Gemara there continues, the Kamarabim, one opinion says 3, one opinion says 10. Okay, so there's a Mandama that says, Ein Lo Afara, but there's another Mandama That's cholek. Elamandama Yeshua Farah. And the Gemara is earlier makes mention of this. Rashi quotes a quote from the Gemara earlier on Lamed Heyamid Beis, two shitas, whether Neder Sheuda Barab Yeshua for Ela Farah. So that what if you hold Yeshua Farah? Now you have to know. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is going like that Tana, but either way, the Gemara feels that it's a kasha. The Gemara says I'll have to revise that. The Madira La Al Das Rabin. Ah, different part. Not that the neder that he's madir har is birabim, but al das rabim. We have this expression by Yom Kippur, right? Al das hakahal, al das rabim, meaning that this neder is subject to the approval and to the das. I'm committing my das to that of the rabim. Here too, you have to know what rabim means. Two, three, how does this work exactly? There's two mahalchim and rishonim. Either the pshat is that al das rabim means that it's what they want. I'm a vatel my das to them. So even if I have a reason not to be one of the debtor to remain, I have a Pesach. But nevertheless, the rabbim, I'm totally in them, not in me. That's one pshat. The other pshat is it has a more of a strength to it. Also, the Ramban maybe here is medayik that Rashi seems to hold that das rabbim needs also to be birabbim. You need to have the rabbim there, and you tell them not just I'm doing the neder in your presence, but I'm doing the al das al daitcha on your das. A new Indian, al das rabin. So therefore, there's no hafara. The Amar Meimar, Hilchisa, neder shuta barabim, yesh lafara, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that is subject to atara. Al das rabin, ain lafara. But if the neder is al das rabin, ain lo hafara, and therefore, he's made her usher to him, what? In a way that's irreversible. Now, let's look at Rashi. Now Rashi says something interesting. We'll have to see in Tosis on this. Why did he make this neder? What prompted it? He found some transgression, meaning she sounds like she's mizana or something. This is not so pashut because the Chora. Why did Rashi have to say this? Matzaba Avon. So the Bach points out, because otherwise he has no right to be madir her. He's meshubet to her. So he can't just make her usher to him. He's meshubet to take her as a wife and to give her whatever relation, whatever responsibilities he has to give her. So how can he make her usher to him? But if in fact she was usher to him, then what kind of a mitzvah do you have for him to take her back? And therefore, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? He should get malchus because he's mevatel the essay, but he can't do the essay. She's usher. So we have to know exactly what Rashi is going to do at this point. But either way, at this point in the Gemara, we freeze the frame. It seems as if we have found the second example of bitlo v'lo bitlo getting malchus for bitlo assay. Case of onus shegiresh, where he's mevatel the assay by being madir har al das radin. This is going to change on Mondays, and the Gemara is going to end up flipping the case and explaining that this would not actually be a good example at the end of the day, and we're going to get to revisit a little bit about this inyan. But for now, we have two tosafim to go, and then another piece of Gemara with more and more lumdis that's going to follow as well. Back to the inyanim of bitko v'lo bitko. Okay, Rabosai, thank you all for coming again, and we'll see you back with Hashem tomorrow.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you,
Rebbe. Rebbe, the Isra of Master Grushasa, that kicks in at the Kedushin, not the Nisun?
Acharei Asher Tamar, I believe so. There might be a shaila about this in the Shitas. Acharei Asher, I believe so. The Haisa Lishacher, it says in Pasuk. The Haisa Lishacher. The Haisa Yeah. A condition already. Yeah. The Zachary Ashot Tamar, it says in the Pasuk. That's a Shaila. If you go through the Sugyas, but.